Do the Christians you know shine, share, and see people drawn closer to Jesus? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been looking at Jesus' parable of the sower and what that has to say about sharing the gospel.
John, it's one of those stories where you're longing to get to the good part. Jesus said some seed, it lands on hard ground, so it fails to penetrate, it's snatched away.
Yeah.
This is like sharing the gospel with those who have got a hard heart, where the message just bounces off them, the devil snatches it away. Other seeds are sown in shallow soil. They spring up quickly, but they wither in the heat of the day because they have no root.
Mm-hmm.
The parallel here is a shallow faith, the kind that leaps into life, but it fades when the going gets tough. Then some seeds are sown beside thorns. While the seed grows, it gets choked by the competition. It ends up unfruitful. Jesus said this kind of faith is stunted and blunted by a preoccupation with wealth and the things of this world.
So by the time you arrive here in the parable, you're kind of ready for some good news, right?
And Jesus doesn't disappoint. He said, a farmer went out to sow his seed. Some fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 of what was sown. This represents the fruitfulness of the person who hears the word of God, who understands it, and who embraces it.
And this encouragement offsets some of the earlier disappointment.
Well, the seed is the same in every story. The potential of God's word is always there, but we let so many things get in the way of the seed doing what it's supposed to do, grow and bear fruit. Remember, our job is to prayerfully sow, not to make things grow. And we can trust God to help the seed to take root and to bear fruit for His glory.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. We invite you to visit our website. It's reasonwhy.org. Again, reasonwhy.org.